What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salk Chat Podcast. My name's Bryce, aka Bruce Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey75.
Today's part two of the top 50 horror movie marathon 2023. Today we'll be going over numbers 40 through 31. So if you haven't seen part one, go check it out. That's where we talk about the bottom 10 movies in our top 50. If you don't know what 50 movies we're ranking, go check it out or go follow the Instagram and see the teaser video I made, because it shows all of them on it.
Yeah, we're on it. We're on the Instagram.
We are.
Go follow it, subscribe, like the video.
We saw our Instagram had like 400 views or something.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, but follow. 400 views, you'd think there'd be 400 followers.
Yeah.
You need a tissue from that?
No.
Okay. You're going to need a tissue from all my hot takes today.
All right.
So, if you missed last episode, I will read over our bottom 50 real quick. For me, number 50, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. 49, Choose or Die. 48th, The Strangers. 47th, The Descent. 46th, Skinamarink. 45th, Goosebumps. 44th, Nosferatu. 43rd, Cabin in the Woods. 42, I See You. And 41st, His House. Caleb had number 50, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. 49th, The Descent. 48th, Skinamarink. 47th, The Visit. 46th, Cabin in the Woods. 45th, The Strangers. 44th, Goosebumps. 43rd, Choose or Die. 42nd, The Babysitter, Killer Queen. And 41st, The Ritual.
I feel like those were pretty similar, to be honest. Like, we had a lot of...
I mean, we had seven of the same movies.
Yeah.
Like... So, not in this... I mean, the only one that was in the same spot was Winnie the Pooh
at 50th. Yeah, but, like, the same range.
Yeah, so... Seven of those, at least, we had the same opinion about being bad, for the most part, besides Goosebumps. I don't think Goosebumps is
Goosebumps
bad.
Goosebumps isn't a bad movie. It's not really a horror movie.
So.
But it is. But it's also not.
But it is, but it isn't. But it is, but it
okay.
isn't.
Okay.
Do you want to go first today?
Yeah, I can go first today.
I have a stuffy nose today, so if I sound goofy, that's why.
If you sound stuffy.
Yeah.
What was my last out of 10?
5.8 out of 10.
Let me look at what I rated this then. I'll give this a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Now you've got Evil Dead Rise.
Wow.
My biggest thing is when you saw it in theater, you talked about how, like, the surround really, the sound and all that really affected it. I think it definitely would have been better in the theater. I liked the story, good characters, very brutal and a lot of blood. I liked a lot of the camera shots. I just feel like it was too dark at some points and it was just really hard to see. And at some points I just kind of got like, tired of what was happening, because it's like, oh, trying to break into the room for like an hour.
Yeah,
like it's like, okay, like, come on, just break in already, we know you can.
Yeah.
It's a locked door. But like, I don't have much else to say about it, but I don't think it was bad. I just think it could have been better if I saw it in theaters. That being said, I haven't seen any other Evil Dead films, which didn't matter for this film, but...
I mean, it's the most different one out of all of them. It doesn't take place in a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Which is why Cabin in the Woods is just pretty much making fun of Evil Dead, so... yeah, I mean, I'll get into what I have to say about it when I rank it.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Anything else you want to say about that or no?
Not really.
Ready for mine?
No.
Why?
God, why are you staring at me? What are you about to say?
My 40th was a 5.4 out of 10. I have Friday the 13th, the original movie. It's fine. It was lower when it was lower when I first initially ranked it. I just feel like some of the characters are really not fun. I like they're not very memorable to me. Like the most memorable one is the last one. I don't
Yeah.
even know her name, but the one.
The last one, the one that wakes up in the hospital. Yeah.
Obviously, biggest thing about this one, no Jason
No, Jason.
until like the last second.
Yep.
Just the mom. Like if I didn't know that, I'd be more disappointed almost, 'cause it's like, oh, it's some old lady killing people.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was fine. Nothing crazy. Obviously, it's a legendary movie.
Yeah.
It's a legendary franchise. It was just okay. Nothing that special. So, yeah. Pure hatred.
So I'm gonna do the rest of this by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can agree with that. I did not care about Ralph. Like, he just rides around on a bike. He's like, ooh, watch
Ralph
out.
kind of funny.
Yeah, but it's like he just appeared in a closet. It's like, really?
Yeah.
That camp is cursed. And then
Told Forrest he looked like Ralph.
the oh, group costume idea.
Don't think Forrest could get his face to look like Ralph, though. Maybe.
Maybe.
I think I might actually have a picture that looks pretty similar to Ralph. Anyways, you can keep talking if you have more to say about it, unless you just want to wait
I was
until.
gonna say, besides that, I can just wait till mine comes up. Number 39 with like a 6.1, I'll give it.
Okay.
And it's kind of sucks that I have to put it here. I've got Freddy versus Jason. I mean, overall, it's like it's an all right film. It kind of sums up the past movies in the movie, but I hadn't seen like the third or fourth Nightmare on Elm Street, so I like didn't really get the characters that were in the prison, like the two guys that returned to the school. I was a little like, who are these guys? And you could like put it together that they were talking about Freddy, and that's why they got put in the asylum. It's like, yeah, it wasn't a prison. It was I think it was, I don't know,
It
some
was an
sort of,
insane asylum type
okay,
thing.
yeah. But the fight scenes were awesome, no matter how like ridiculous they were. But the characters I could care less about. I had no attachment
Attainment.
at all to them. Basically, Freddy just sends Jason on a killing spree to like revive himself, and it's like, oh, okay. And then yeah, they have the most like ridiculous fight scenes ever, where one punch sends him like 20 feet in the air. It's like, jeez. So it's iconic. It's not bad. It's just ridiculously funny. So that's all I really have to say about Freddy versus Jason.
We'll be getting to that very soon, so I will save my thoughts,
Okay.
but yeah. This one, you're gonna be so shocked I put this low. It's a personal favorite of mine, but I
Really?
put favoritism aside for this ranking because I wanted to be real with myself. At 39th with a 5.5 out of 10, I have the original Babysitter movie.
Wow.
Yeah, It's a fun movie. I love The Babysitter. It's not that scary,
Yeah.
like at all. It's really funny. There's pop-off moments. I like the story. It's a fun story.
King Batch is in
King Batch is in it, Bella Thorne's in it.
it.
A lot of good actors are in that movie.
Yeah.
It's just like for how much I love that movie, because it's just so fun to watch. It's not like bad in any sense. It's a very fun movie to watch. It's just not that scary. It's fine.
My next movie is a Babysitter. So my 38th with a 6.2.
Sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's
It's fine.
solid. It's not scary at all. But the story
It's so good.
gets me so sad.
B, the betrayal of a lifetime, truly.
Yeah. When she like first kills that one nerd, it's like I knew it was a horror movie,
Yeah.
why? Mostly the and of course I'll forget all their names when I'm reviewing it, but the relationship between B and the boy was like
Cole.
Cole. Cole and B was like a driving point for this film. Because Cole has like no friends except for the neighbor and like the doctor, who like didn't really do anything for him. And then yeah, the betrayal is like, I mean, I like
Yeah.
personally never had a babysitter, so it's like, eh. But a lot of kids do have babysitters,
Yeah.
so I could see how that was completely applicable to many people's lives and how it would hit home for them. But that didn't happen to me, and I still really like the film.
Yeah. I mean, if it was just like normal movie marathon, it'd be higher for me. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Nothing too scary
No.
happens. The bulky buff guy was funny.
Yeah.
Like mid trying to kill him, like helped Cole.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Come on, Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Good stuff.
A lot of the kills were pretty good in that, especially the firework in the crawl space. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Obviously, super blown out proportion.
Yeah,
Because
like
that's just
ridiculous.
not going to happen,
No,
but.
not at all. But I think all the characters were very like self-explanatory and easy to understand and everything. And yeah, I mean, with the second movie, they were able to capitalize on some things, but yeah, The Babysitters, it's a good movie.
My 38th movie that is also tied with The Babysitter with 5.5 out of 10 is Freddy versus Jason. Yeah, no, it's just fun. Like, don't go into this thinking you're gonna get scared. I don't remember there really being any jump scare moments, besides maybe like Jason at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
But like the fucking bed just splitting that guy in half. Holy shit.
Yeah.
The Freddy versus Jason fight scene was fun. Obviously, like, it's not meant to be serious in the slightest.
No.
Fucking
Slapstick horror fight.
Freddy threw Jason ping pong noises started happening.
Yeah,
Like, it
yeah.
was obviously not serious in the slightest.
Yeah.
I feel like the story, like, I didn't obviously watch the other Freddy movies, like Caleb was saying, so I didn't really know what was going on, but like, I understood quickly, so that was helpful, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say it was more of a Friday Nightmare on Elm Street, like 5, or it was more of a continuation on that, and then Jason was also there. Wasn't like a,
Yeah.
'cause you know his whole thing is being around camp. I mean, in like movie 8, he's in space, but like we don't have to talk about
Yeah,
that.
it would have been cool if they went to Camp Crystal Lake and there's like people camping. or like whatever, and then it went into his kind of movie, but it's mostly, yeah.
Freddy had the terrain advantage. That
Yep.
guy. I mean, how else is Jason, how else are they supposed to collide? So it's like, eh.
Yeah. The like part where she has to like wake up and grab him, I felt was such a drag. I feel like that took so long to get to. But when it finally happened, you're like, oh shit, here we go. Like get up, like sit off your seat, like it's time. 'Cause Jason's like ready to fight. But he's like, oh shit. Good fight.
It was like a huge reference to the first movie when she grabbed his hat and they like went through and they're like, oh, and like
Yeah.
as soon as she came out with his ear of all things, it was
Yeah.
like, okay, yeah, here we go.
Yep.
That's how we're getting Freddy in the normal world.
Yep.
So,
Fun stuff.
and I'll give it like a 6.3.
All right.
This movie, I'll start by explaining it and then I'll name drop it.
Okay.
This movie, I said the story was good, but it just got old. Actually, it's kind of hard to. Yeah, never mind. I'll just. Candyman. I believe it's the original one. I think there's only been two. There's a remake very recently.
Yeah, sequel.
So the original Candyman, it kind of like hits you with like the legend of Candyman and like who he was and how it happened. Maybe I'm just an idiot, but I don't know why he could control bees. Like, was he a beekeeper? Am I like, I just didn't really understand.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I'll look it up real quick.
And then they only referenced like candy once in the movie, and that was when they went into the spot where he was like contained with all the spray paint, and there's like a candy like tribute to him. And besides that, it had nothing else to do with candy. I was like,
It's saying because when he like got his hand cut off and he got killed, it's because he died because bees
Oh,
killed
because he
him.
died because he was stung to death.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. But I couldn't remember that. The story was good. I just like really couldn't. It couldn't grab me that much. The absolutely brutal kills, though, that was a large point in it.
Yeah.
That was super cool. And then I just kind of hated the part when they went there and Candy, like, they went to the place of Candyman's, like, all of his stuff. And they're talking to the one girl with, like, the baby and, like, the dog. And then they got there and they had, like, they're dead. And it's like, ah, like, we all saw
Yeah.
that coming.
It was pretty. Yeah.
But it's not like. It honestly wasn't super scary to me. It was kind of predictable. I don't remember why they chopped off his hand either. But whenever Candyman appeared, it just like was not scary. It's a classic though, so it's like you should probably watch it at some point. But solid. It was yeah, good movie, but
Solid.
yeah. Solid. That's about
Yep.
it. No candy.
Being pissed off.
Yeah, why is he named Candyman? Why isn't he the beekeeper?
I also have a classic at my 37th. With a 5.8 out of 10, I have Carrie at 37th. I thought Carrie was fine. I had Carrie kind of low at first because it was like, I don't know, the like supernatural shit really wasn't doing it for me with it. Like I enjoyed the story, I got it, the crazy fucking mom, like everyone being nice to her. It was like, that was fine. I feel like the lead up to her like getting like pig blood dumped on her was like pretty drawn out because we all knew it was gonna happen.
Because that's what it's known for.
And it was just like, God damn it. Like, it was just took so long to get to it. At some point, I was just like, all right. Like, we all know most of them are faking it. Pretty sure, like, the one friend, like, was like, no, don't do it. And then, like, the guy was, like, finally coming around to be a good person. And then everyone fucking died. Hey, like, even the teacher that was, like, nice fucking died, which was just like, God damn it. Like, come on, Carrie. Like, I know, but come on. And then, like, the ending was solid. Just, like, that, like, pretty much the entire house, like, caving in or whatever the fuck happened was fine. Her hand coming out then kind of just pissed me off, honestly. I can't remember if that was, like, a dream or what it was, but I was like, eh. Didn't do much for me. But it's a classic movie. It's pretty good. Obviously, it was my first time watching it, but obviously, we all know the classic scene from it. So, yeah, that's all I really gotta say about Carrie.
I'll give this a 6.4.
Right, give me 36.
It sucks that I had to put it this low, but the goober moment really got to me. We got Five Nights at Freddy's. This is a good movie. Great soundtrack. A redeeming quality about it was the soundtrack. But I think if you are not a FNAF fan, you just aren't gonna like it.
No,
And
you're not.
that's my big problem with it.
I also agree with that. Is like it really does a lot for FNAF fans, but if you don't know anything about the lore, it's just not worth seeing, to be honest.
That and the lore they did have was kind of like bordering the line of like most of it's correct, and they had to make up some stuff to make it a movie, and it was just the challenge of that going together was like yay. They never showed the bite of 87. They referenced it. They said, after what happened in the 80s, but they never like dropped it, which was like a little unsatisfying to me. But the goober moment when they all started being friends and like setting up a fort, I was like, okay, like dude, what's happening? Why are you friends with the animatronics? This movie just got like zero scary. Like I am not scared anymore. But I think the movie looked great. Like the animatronics looked great. The main actor, the one from The Hunger Games.
Josh Hutcherson and Hutchinson, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I think he did a great job. I think he was the best in the movie. And also the parts where they referenced the 8-bit video games, of them like the mini games after you beat like I think it's FNAF 3 or
Yeah, it's
4.
three.
Yeah, 3. Like no one's gonna understand that unless you know about the games, which is like ties into what I previously said. Shaggy did a great job.
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah. But having Springtrap in the first film was also kind of weird because he didn't appear until FNAF 3. And Balloon Boy randomly jumping around. And where did his brother go? Like he wasn't Foxy, Freddy, Bonnie, or
He's
Chica.
the puppet. That's what they're setting up
Okay.
for.
Because it's like.
He's the sixth child. He's like the first one that got captured or whatever.
Okay.
That's the lore, at least, that I have come up with. But
Yeah, that was.
once again, you wouldn't know if you. Yeah, so.
So if you're a FNAF fan, you will like it. If you aren't, you can watch it, but you aren't gonna enjoy it as much. So that's my take on FNAF.
Fair enough. We'll talk about that at some point, obviously. Have not ranked it yet. Okay. So, this one's mostly probably gonna piss off a lot of film people that really like are like deep into the movies, like not just the story, like the camera work and all that shit. With a 5.9 out of 10 at 36th place, I have Nope. I think Nope was a fine story. I think the best part about the entire movie was like the film work. Like it just looked great constantly. It was like pretty sure, I don't know what the camera's called, but it's like the highest grade camera ever used for a horror movie ever, apparently. And the story's fine. It's an interesting one. But besides that, it was okay. Didn't really scare me that much. The entity was interesting. Obviously, it was like meant like you're supposed to think it's a UFO, but it's not. And yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say about it. The monkey TV show was interesting. That was a weird side quest of that movie. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what else to say about it.
I kind of took it as they can like do. They can train the monkey, but it's always going to be like an animal. And I think that like tied in with the UFO thing, like they can do what they want to it, but it's just going to do what it wants. It's got its free will. So.
Think the only jump scare that really got me was the when they shot the monkey and it was just loud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
That's what a lot of scary moments are now. It's just
just
like
loud.
hurts my ears versus, oh my God,
I'm mortified.
I'm terrified.
The like final chase scene was like pretty solid. Like the guy with like the fucking like hand crank camera just like going rogue and being like, all right, I'm getting this shit, and then just gets swallowed pretty much. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it's a fine movie. Everyone on Letterboxd is giving it like a 4.5, 5 out of 5, which is like, eh. I don't know. To me, it's like, yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I'm not like dissing people for having that opinion. It's out of all the Jordan Peele movies, it's my least favorite. So, yeah, we watched all three of them. So,
We did in order.
yep.
Like, it was funny the way that it happened.
Yeah. Yeah,
Let's
that's my
see.
36th ranked movie.
What did I give now?
6.4.
6.4. I'll give this a 6.6. Something you've already talked about. We've got Nosferatu. It's a
Surprised,
classic.
surprised it's so slow for you. I was expecting it to be in your top half, to be honest.
The reason it's low is I hate the ending. The ending is awful. It just and then he disappears.
Such a lead up for such a really underwhelming ending, to be honest.
I think I mentioned it. You can watch the movie in double speed and get the same experience. But the fact they were able to do all of that stuff in 1922 is like really what gets me. The way that I think it's Count Olaf or whatever his name. I'll just Nosferatu. The way they were able to make him look, like with the goofy, bumpy head and the long teeth and the long hands, fingers, and nails. It's like, okay, that's probably like really unsettling for the time that it came out.
Probably,
But the thing I like enjoyed the most was the shots, like the sense of impending doom when you look out of Jonathan's, I think it's Jonathan, well, the main character in the book, it's Jonathan. I know in Nosferatu it's like Jake or Jacob. I think it's Jacob. I'm gonna call him Jonathan because that's how I remember him. So, when you look out of his room, you like peer and you just see like Nosferatu, like, it's like, oh God. So then he's like, I'm so scared. And he runs over to the bed, and then it like obviously pans to him like running and hiding, and it pans to Nosferatu and he's gone. Like, that was probably one of the first times something like that had ever been done. And then like you know he's coming, but you don't know where he is. And eventually you see him like come through the door, which is turned into a meme. Nosferatu
SpongeBob.
door, yeah. But mostly the shots really do it for me in this film, especially when Nosferatu like makes it to the town where they're living, and he moves in across the street, and they're like looking out the window, and he's like staring out the window like, it's like, this sucks. Like, this situation is so awful. But yeah, it's just the story going there because he like wants someone to stay with him and learn about everything, and then he ends up following him back and wants to take over the world, make them all vampires. Anyways, yeah. Oh, he wants to live forever. Classic vampire things. It was like the first book accurate vampire film that had come out after Dracula. And I'll try not to reference, try not to like accommodate it to the book as much as possible because I've read Dracula. But yeah, that's Nosferatu. Solid film. Ending's dog. I think maybe it's just because they're like, I'll have to research that. Why did it end like that? I don't know.
Big mad.
Yeah.
So with a 5.9 out of 10, my 35th ranked movie is Trick or Treat. I thought it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of mini stories combined with each other. And they all lead into each other, which is kind of cool. Sam's kind of funny.
Sam's cool.
Funny little dude. I mean, I thought it was just solid. Nothing too scary. It seems like a pretty classic, like, spooky movie with just a ton of, like, batshit crazy shit happening in it.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I don't really have anything against the movie. I just thought the other ones above it were better.
Yeah.
It was a very short movie too. It's kind of
It is a very short
it was
movie.
weird that it was that short, but they like got everything in there at the same time. So yeah, I mean, don't really have much else to say about it. It's just fun. So
Yeah.
yeah, nothing really to complain about.
I gave Nosferatu a 6.6.
Yeah.
6.7. And if I had a chance to rate this without having to put other things in its place, it would be higher. But like, if you asked me in like a week to redo this list, it would probably be higher. But this is just how I was feeling. And to the rules, I say I'd give this a 6.7. I've got the Babadook. I expected this to be number 50 for you when you were just like, the Babadook, like, we have to have the same,
Oh,
like,
no,
50th. I was
no,
like,
no,
just because we used to clown this movie all the time. I think the reason why it's so low is because I hate the son. Like,
most people do.
I hate him so much. But I think there's a lot of redeeming qualities about this movie. We used to dog on it all the time. You discovered it like many years ago. So then you're like, watch this. this movie's dumb.
Yeah, the first horror movie I'd ever watched, pretty much. So,
And we watched it, we're like, this is dumb.
yeah, this is funny. And then we proceed to like make Babadook in my like attic jokes for like 4 years after
Yeah.
that.
So that's some lore behind.
Babadook in my basement. If you've
Yeah.
seen Babadook, he's everywhere, man.
Yeah. But there's a lot of like classic like horror things in it, like, oh, this is a book that is cursed. Because obviously Babadook doesn't appear until they open the book. And they try and get rid of this book, but it keeps coming back. I think the mom's character is super good too. A single mother who's like trying her best, and her relationships aren't working, like with the coworker, and like just everything's going wrong for them. And then this entity, the Babadook, shows up and like makes everything so much worse.
Yeah.
She kills her own dog. Like, are you
Was
kidding me?
awful.
Yeah, she rips out her own tooth.
And it was everything the book said that would happen.
Exactly. So the foreshadowing is absolutely crazy, but made it predictable, which knocked it down a couple points, which is like, oh yeah, it's more of like, let's watch how this plays out when we already kind of know what's happening.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing about this movie was the lighting that they chose. We took a film writing class, so we know stuff. No.
I definitely know more about movies than I did before the class.
Yeah.
Even though the class was like, eh,
Yeah.
nothing special. We
So,
pretty much got to write our own movies, so that was
yeah,
cool.
we did. That
So,
was fun. The
yeah.
script and all the shots. But I learned a lot about like colors and feelings. So a lot of like the dark blues and blacks inside of the house, and then the way the kid was dressed, the way the mom was dressed, and all the lighting and how it like progressed through the movie was like really impressive to me. A lot of the filmography, big word, in the movie was like super awesome. But another thing that knocked it down was every time the Babadook came back, he was just like less scary. Like the more times it appeared, I was like, eh. Like, I think that just has something to do with how humans react to things. Like, once we've seen it once, it's like less scary the next time.
I think the scariest Babadook scene was when he was in the old woman's house, just standing behind her.
Yeah, that's
That was
like
like pretty terrifying, to be honest.
the only time we actually like see Babadook too. There's like the time where he like crawls on the ceiling.
That, yeah, I was gonna say when he jumps into her mouth, you can see him too.
But that was like from like the knees to the top of the head.
Yeah. And then him fucking crip walking down the hallway when he finally came in there, he's like, eesh.
And then they tame it at the end. Like,
Interesting. Weird.
that was definitely an ending. It was weird.
Wonder if there'll be a second one.
Yeah.
I.
I'm a fan of unhappy endings, because that's truly what's scary about things too.
Yeah.
Like, if Babadook like took over the house and like killed everyone, it's like, oh. Like, oh no.
That'd be a fun sequel, I guess, too.
Yeah.
Or if, like, I don't remember the kid's name. I was gonna say Sam, but I have no idea.
It's like Timothy or something.
Looks like a Timothy. It'd be kind of cool if the
Think it might be
sequel.
Sam.
Be cool if the sequel was like the kid moved on to college and then Babadook killed the mom or some shit and he had to come back. It's Samuel, Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know how I pulled that out of my ass, but no, yeah. I feel like there's some left things that could be picked up on, but
Yeah.
if not, there's
Like,
always the
I'd
Babadook. So.
rather them not touch it than make like a terrible sequel, which is like my feelings about a lot of things, but
Yeah,
no.
you can't. That's just inevitable shit that's gonna happen.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the Babadook. I would rate it higher, but with all the movies I tried to stuff in there, I just couldn't.
This is another one that might piss you off quite viciously.
I have a feeling I know what it is.
You probably do. With the 6 out of 10, 34th ranked, I have Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, I knew it.
You should be proud of me, though, for ranking it that high. I thought it was a fun movie. Frankenstein, the blind guy, just having a time.
That is, like, the best part of the movie.
Just like, don't hungry.
But
and then he became an alcoholic. Shit was crazy.
I'll talk about that one scene and then talk about all my things with it when I eventually say it. The reason that scene is so like great is because he's blind and he's not judging him for what he looks like.
Yeah.
But I'll let you, if you have more to say about it.
I mean, it's from 1936.
Yeah.
And another reason I ranked it higher is, like, I get Nosferatu was 12 years before Bride of Frankenstein, but, like, just absolutely clapped it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Bride of Frankenstein just absolutely shat on Nosferatu. It had words. I didn't have to read everything. It wasn't, like, slow as shit. Because, obviously, it's the second movie, so Frankenstein's already made. He's running around.
Yeah. Doing Frankenstein things.
Yeah, doing his thing. Obviously, he just wants to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. Probably going to piss a lot of people off with that one, but it's a fine movie.
I mean, I'd say it really depends on the audience. It's more of like a hidden gem
from
way back when.
And the bride is only in it for like 10 minutes, which is another gripe of mine. It's literally called Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, because that's what it was like mega advertised about.
Yeah, and it was like in it for like 10 minutes. And then it just all hell broke loose pretty much when that happened. So I enjoyed the doctor that's not Dr. Frankenstein or whatever, like the other one.
It was like Trioris something. It was like the guy with like the shrink people. The
little tiny. Yeah. That was weird too.
Yeah.
Just like really tiny people in a jar.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Tiny little kingdom.
Interesting.
It was like Seymour. I don't know. It was something weird.
Dr. Pretorius.
Pretorius, that's right.
Yeah.
Also, Pretorius is a little fruity.
Boris Karloff, the goat.
Boris Karloff, the goat. He played Frankenstein so many times, and he did it well every single time.
Yep. That's why I want his Fortnite skin.
Okay.
Ruined.
Shouldn't have watched that movie.
All right. Anyways, that's all I really got to say about Bride of Frankenstein. Sure. I recommend people watching it, though. It's pretty solid. If you want to watch a classic horror movie, so.
Yeah. I gave Babadook 6.7.
Yeah.
I'll give this 6.8.
Okay.
And I've got Trick or Treat. I think my favorite part of this movie was the way all the stories tied together. That was, like, super creative.
That was probably... It saved it for me, honestly. Because I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
I know.
And then everything connected. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. That makes sense.
I think this movie would definitely be better the second time you watched it through.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And that's just because when everything collides together, it's like... Oh!
Yeah, so if we watch it next year and it's ranked higher... That's why.
But yeah, Sam is super cool. I kind of didn't want his face to be revealed.
I agree.
His face was really annoying. Mainly because the CGI was really bad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just had a big skeleton face, and I just wanted that knapsack to stay over him. Kind of ruined it. But Sam was cool.
Yeah.
He had a very sharp sucker. And yeah, how like it would show a story and then stop, go to the next story, and then you'd see things from the previous story in the current story. It was like, oh.
Yeah, like the old guy being the bus driver
Yep.
killed everyone,
Yep.
and then like the teacher and the son, like the teacher ended up being like the guy with the girls, and then
Yep.
yeah, everything this.
Yeah, it all meshed together,
Yeah,
so.
it was fun. It was a fun movie.
Yeah, which is like the first time I'd seen like four separate plots collide with each
Yeah.
other. With there being four separate plots, it was hard to follow until the movie was official, like actually done, and you're like, oh, like then it all
Another
made
reason
sense.
why I feel like it'd be better on the rewatch. So.
Because it, yeah. I mean, it's not like a movie that you like, you know, the spoiler, and it's like, oh, okay, so yeah, like I know what's gonna happen. It's like,
Yeah.
now I'm gonna watch it to figure out what else is happening. So yeah, it was hard to put together. But super creative, hard to follow. Definitely a good watch.
So my 33rd movie, which was actually tied with Bride of Frankenstein, I just think I moved like this movie a bit better than Bride of Frankenstein. I wish I could rank it higher. It's just tough. But I have Malignant at 33. This was an interesting movie. James Wan,
The goat.
one of the GOAT horror directors, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna spoil it obviously, but like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that shit was just. I was really not expecting that shit just to come out of her head. And then it turned into like a John Wick fight scene of it killing everyone in that jail cell.
Yep.
And it's like, it's just so frustrating because they like put the main character in jail because they're like, oh, it's gotta be you. Like, you're obviously the killer. Because basically, the main character, I can't remember her name, she was having this terror of like seeing every like these people die, but like she wasn't obviously there. She was just like watching it randomly. And then you find out it was like her conjoined twin person killing the people, but they just pretty much sealed him in the back of her brain instead of actually killing him. So when the husband fucking beat her into the wall, it came out, which was a weird scene. That kind of made me uncomfortable as
Oh,
fuck.
yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, that's fucked. Because, yeah, kind of deserved to get absolutely smoked on, but.
There was a line in that movie, and I don't know if I wrote it down or not. Let me, malignant. Keep talking about it.
But yeah, I can't remember what they called the being that was in her, but pretty much had him in her since she was born, and he would just tell her to do awful things to people pretty much. And then she spent like most of her life in a hospital. It turns out the reason why all this was happening, 'cause like the original birth mom was like 16 or something when she gave birth to her, and all these awful things happened pretty much. But it was a twist. I didn't think it was actually gonna be her, like just in the back of her head pretty much. Was a good twist. I just couldn't really rank it higher, I feel like. I feel like if I rewatched it, it'd be another one of those things where I'd probably enjoy it more, maybe. Or maybe it'd make it worse. I don't know. But I thought it was a fun movie. We're getting to like the fun movie range for me, where I like just don't really have much to complain about him. It was kind of a long movie. The lead up was kind of long to like find out what happened, but I feel like it was worth it in the moment because I was like, oh shit. And then this whole fucking John Wick choreography like fight came out. Yeah.
Yeah, the pop off was crazy.
And then the ending really pissed me off until I realized it wasn't the ending. Because he fucking, the dude shot the sister, and I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it turned out that, like, she made him, yeah, go watch it.
There was a, I couldn't find the line, but something that the boyfriend says is like, why do you continue to like abort my children or
Yeah,
something? And it was
some
like,
crazy
why do
ass
you
shit.
refuse to like, why do you screw up having my children? And it was just like, holy
Yeah,
shit. Like
no.
that line was just awful. It's
Yeah,
like,
and
Jesus
like,
Christ.
turns out the reason why she couldn't have children is because this thing was feeding off like
Yeah.
the fucking babies inside of her
Yeah.
to stay alive, so.
But it was like, God, that line was so nasty. I
Yeah, it
was
was
like,
just fucking miserable.
oh, I'm like, so that's how far this movie's gonna go.
That was like the first 5 minutes of the movie too. It
Yeah.
was like Jesus Christ. So
Yeah.
we're getting into this movie
Yeah.
quick.
It said that, and I'm like, this is gonna be a banger. Like,
Yeah.
that was
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. It was crazy. So it's unfortunate I couldn't rank it higher. It's just how it crumbled out to be, so.
All right. We have the last one is 6.8. Give this a 6.9.
Right,
And we
32nd ranked movie.
we've got Us. I think Us was really good. I think it was more of a horror comedy at some points. Mostly to deal like mo I think most of that came from the neighbors when the neighbors had like no idea and they were chilling in their house and then the doppelgangers came out and they killed them and then after the main family went and killed the doppelganger like the neighbor doppelgangers and they all sat there like ha all right like let's go I was like okay yeah but the whole like living in separate societies but like the second one is mimicking like our society it was like
Yeah.
that was crazy
Yeah.
I also the reason it's low is the main doppelganger's voice I like like I kind of hated listening
Yeah.
to it
I mean, think the reason it's like that, big spoiler warning, is obviously you find out that the little girl was swapped for the like doppelganger girl, like at like 6 or 7 or whatever it
Yeah.
was. And then the girl that was living above lived in their society for years. And then
Yep.
obviously that's how they planned coming out of whatever fucking hole they were in the first place. But I think that's because they don't know English at all down there, and she just knew some and then formed her language
Yeah.
from that people, those people. So
Yeah.
obviously all of them are just like rah,
Yeah, like the children swap was crazy.
rah.
Definitely another movie that would be better on the second watch, 'cause it was hard for me to understand the homeless guy bit when they first go to the beach and go up north. I kind of wish we had a little bit more dad lore to kind of even it out. Like he's like, "Oh, I got this cabin and I loved a boat."
He
That's
was
it.
definitely like comic relief, I
Yeah,
feel
he
like, 'cause he
was.
just didn't take anything seriously.
Yeah.
He's like, I bought a boat, and everyone's like,
Yeah, and then
okay.
he's like doing donuts in the boat. He's like, I'm
Yeah.
doing donuts in the boat. It's like awesome. Definitely another movie that, because I'm restricted to ranking it like pretty much the same as other movies, it would be a lot higher.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Us was a solid movie.
I'll get to more of my take when I get to Us. Right, number 32. Another movie. This is middle section is so hard to like rank. I wish I could put these higher,
Yeah.
like all of them. It's just like how it crumbled out to be.
Yeah, just how it happens.
But with a 6.1 out of 10 at 32nd, I have Run. I enjoyed Run a lot. I think there was really no horror elements in it. It was a big thriller, pretty much. But like, you just fucking hate the mom so much. Like, it's just like, ah, God, you're just the worst ever. And like, I get it. Her villain arc was like her baby dying, and then she stole the baby. And like, the whole thing was she's like, oh, the baby never died. So I had to like make sure the baby seemed like it was not good.
Yeah, she gave the actual daughter like all the, I don't know, for lack of understanding, like all the birth defects that her real daughter
Yeah,
was going to
the one
have.
that died. So she's feeding her like dog pills that like pretty much made her legs not work, and
Like dog trank.
dog tranquilizers fucking made her homeschooled, pretty much just sealed her from society, didn't let her have a phone, didn't let her have Google. And then once college came around, obviously she's super fucking smart because she just does school all day. The mom didn't want her to go to school, so that pissed her off even more. But yeah, no, it's a good ass movie. It's just tough. It's kind of hard to rank it against horror movies. It's definitely got horror elements. It's just more of a thriller. The ending was good. Fucking putting your mom to sleep, pretty much. Said, yep, fuck you. But yeah, I mean, overall good movie. I thought it had good pacing. The hospital scene was just like, how the fuck is this even happening? Like, how did she take her, like, and just go until the cop just fucking popped her? It was like, oh, okay. But yeah, no, definitely. I think the only part that kind of like dragged, but I think it was on purpose, was her crawling on the
Yeah,
roof.
that felt like it took
But
forever.
I feel like it was more like a, now you know how she felt crawling on the roof, no leg power at all, just dragging. She had a mouthful of water too, so she couldn't really breathe much at all. So I get what they're doing with that, but I overall enjoyed Run. It was a good movie. It's a definitely a sleeper on Hulu. It's a Hulu original movie. So yeah, no, I enjoyed it. And the mom actor is pretty famous.
Sarah Paulson is amazing. Like, I watched 5 seasons of American Horror Story, and she's in that. And, like, just her versatility with all the characters she can play is insane, and how much I hated her in Run. I was like,
Yeah.
oh my
No, you just hated her
God.
so much. She's just so obnoxious. She just keeps getting away with all the shit. Yeah.
All right.
Last one for the t da da
For
da for
today,
today's episode.
and I gave last a 6.9.
Yeah.
I'll give this a 7 then.
Right. See, this proves it. And okay, I'm not gonna say what my 31 is, but I'm at a 6.1 at 31, and you're at 7. So you're a little bit nicer, or you just feel that way about it. But yeah, I bet the middle has just a lot of 0.1, 0.2, 0.3.
That's
Yeah,
honestly how it's gonna go.
that's how my middle is too. So.
And it kind of feels bad that I have to rate it this low, like all the other ones. But I've got Creep 2. Compared to the first movie, it's pretty solid. It's tough. It's like one of the sequels that I feel like were pretty valid. Like
Oh,
it.
yeah, no, it was definitely a different take on Creep.
Like, you know what. You know who he is and like what he's gonna do, so that part's already kind of spoiled. But I think with her having like a motive, like her motive was very creative and not much like the first movie where it was like,
Yeah.
can you film me? It was like, oh, I'm writing this documentary. Like, I want to learn about you. I want to stay with you, blah, blah, blah. And I know they wanted to write a third one. They just couldn't, like, figure out a good plot
Yeah,
for it, too.
creep three. It's definitely not, it's not out of the ballpark of still happening, but
It's just, I
don't know where
applaud
you
them
go.
for not just making like a third movie to make a third movie. Like,
Yeah.
they actually want to make this work.
And obviously you need to have the main creep in it, who's a great actor.
Oh, yeah. And like, I'm pretty sure he helped write it too.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty
Or
sure
he
he's like a
did
main
write it.
writer, yeah. So.
And I was thinking, like, I wonder how much of it's like improv too. They just like go out there and they're like,
Oh, yeah.
let's just experiment with this because they can.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure these movies were like super easy to film
Oh,
with
yeah. No, they plussed on their budget. 'Cause they're
easily.
budget horror movies, and I'm pretty sure the first one was like, you keep talking. I remember reading something about this, but
But yeah, Creep 2, definitely like one of the better sequels. The main guy, we got some more lore about him. And he was like kind of upfront with her too, and she wasn't like freaked out about it because she cared so much about her career. And
yeah,
it was like, ay, ay, ay.
threw him off a lot.
So then he's like, why isn't this girl reacting the same to all of like the bad things that he's done? And he wasn't like 100% honest the whole time, because that's his character. I think something that knocked it down is like how like strong he was. He got like smacked in the head with a shovel, and then it was like, and then he came back. It was like, oh yeah, he's just like, that was a little like
Yeah.
on the line of, can someone actually do
Yeah.
that? Like,
I couldn't find the exact number, but I remember reading something where it was like 5, 10,000 max budget, and then Netflix picked him up for like over $2 million.
like,
So it was
yeah.
like over like a 200% increase in their budget. So it was just,
They
yeah.
deserve it.
No, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, Creep 2. It's hard not to talk about Creep 1 when you talk about Creep
Yeah.
2, so I'm gonna save most of it for Creep 1.
Yeah, I agree. I also have Creep 2 at 31.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, no, I mean it was very tough rating it this low. Obviously, I just think Creep 1 is better, but I think Creep 2's story is more intriguing, honestly.
Yeah.
It's about, obviously, you explained most of it, but a girl that's willing to do anything to get her career to take off, and a guy that clearly wants to murder her, but it's just like she's just so fucking resilient, and like there's some weird romantic tension. Kind of weird. It was like, oh, I've never had a kiss before. Okay, let's
Yeah.
kiss. It's like,
You want to
okay.
kiss? Would you kiss me? And it was like,
It's weird because like if you're like not, if you don't really watch them back to back, you're kind of like, this is weird. But like it's just how the movies are, and it's like that makes them good too, because it's just like they're obviously like homemade videos, unedited videos that are just like weird. They're literally called Creep. Like you're supposed to be uncomfortable watching these movies. But yeah, no, his and the character development with him is great too. It's not like he just like he's the same guy. He's like, I've killed like 40 people and they haven't caught me yet. So it's just like, what do I do now? I'm getting bored of
Yeah,
this
like at
job.
that point, he was just like wanting them to catch him.
Yeah.
The character development from Creep 1 to Creep 2 is crazy.
The opening was odd. I don't really know how that really fit in with like the guy. It was like his friend.
Oh yeah, and he
Yeah.
had like with the, was that with the plushie? And
Yeah. the peach fuzz plushie, just like, I don't know, super weird. It didn't really fit in with the rest of the movie. That was like the only weird part for me.
Think it was like mostly to show off how easy it is for him.
Yeah, probably. Well, at that point too, I think that might have maybe been his last murder before that she came, maybe.
Maybe.
Because he was just kind of like, I'm sorry, dude, but like, you're really dumb for letting me in your house, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, how have you not figured out? I'm recording you right
I'm
now.
here to kill
I'm
you.
pretty much, oh, I didn't want to do that to you. He's just dead. He's just like, God, I didn't want to do that. You were such a good friend. Anyways.
To the next one.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no. Creep 2 is a lot of fun. It's just, I think Creep's better, so. But yeah, that's our part two of our marathon. Let us know how you felt about the movies we talked about, or if you're upset at me for my takes, or Caleb too.
Yeah, you can hate my takes.
But yeah, I don't really know what else to say.
Yeah, stay tuned for the next parts.
Yeah, part three. Going through 30 through 21. Oh, Jeffrey just got home. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys for part three.
See ya.